I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Everyone thinks that they have to troll at night for walleyes. That's the typical technique for night bite walleyes. Well, Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says he's got a better way to do it. And I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says you can use bobbers at night and be very effective on walleyes. He said it's because they move up to shallow structure to feed when the sun goes down. He says he marks these spots with his GPS, and then he'll go out and anchor so that he can throw the bobber right on top of that structure. And you can actually keep your bait a couple feet above the bottom because you want those walleyes that are very active at night and feeding to come up for that bait. And you're using a lighted bobber, a strike indicator that you can easily see, so that when those walleyes grab that leech or that minnow that you're using for bait, you're going to see it and you're going to be able to get that hook set. So put away that trolling gear, stash all those crankbaits. Get out those lighted slip bobbers, polish up that anchor, and get out over those rock piles because that's where those walleyes are at night and you can catch them. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.